In this podcast, I will be discussing journals. Obviously, in a manual system, it's not practical to record transactions directly into the ledger accounts as they become too bulky and unmanageable. Books of first entry, called subsidiary journals, are used to record transactions. Now, there are two main types of journals. There are the cash journals, which consists of all monies deposited and payments made from the business bank account. The cash journals are used for all transactions which go through the business's bank account. So you will have two types of cash journals: a cash receipts journal for all receipts and a cash payments journal for all payments. At the end of each month, you post the totals to the relevant accounts. Then you get credit journals, because obviously things are not always bought and sold for cash. You can also buy on credit and sell on credit. Examples of credit journals are purchases and purchases returns journals, otherwise known as creditors journal, and then the sales and sales returns journals, also known as the debtors journal. The journal used for all other transactions is called the general journal. Bad debts written off, any interest on debtors' accounts, and all your closing and adjustment journal entries will go there. But we'll discuss that a little bit later. If the business happens to use subsidiary ledgers, then on the date of the transaction with the debtor or creditor concerned, the amount is posted to the relevant debtor or creditor's account in the debtor's or creditor's ledger. Only at the end of the month are the totals then posted to the sales, purchases, creditors control, and debtors control accounts. The amounts in the general journal are posted as they arise. Folio columns are used for cross-reference purposes, and the details of the transaction can be traced back to the source documents.